This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, there's always been talk that poinsettias are poisonous and that we shouldn't let animals eat the poinsettias. And, boy, are they beautiful. I mean, you know, when it comes to Christmas time, oh my gosh, it can't be more pretty. I just love the holiday time. I talk about it all the time because, listen, I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. I love living in Nevada, but it doesn't snow. And so I have to basically, you know, live through you guys, you know, and seeing your pictures, etc. And so I guess there's a lot of myths and misconceptions, like mistletoe. If there's mistletoe, is somebody really going to kiss you? I have walked under mistletoe, and I never get kissed. All right, so science has some scoop on poinsettias. Now, poinsettias, the scientific name is Euphorbia pulcherrima, or pulcherrima. These are popular Christmas plants that grow from December on, and they're gorgeous. And they come in red and pink and white and yellow and multicolor. It's a multicolor. It is beautiful. But we're being told that there is a white milky sap that may be toxic to cats and dogs if they eat enough leaves. Now, according to U.S. News, they say poinsettias are not nearly as harmful as a persistent myth says they are. You can get mild rashes from touching the plants or nausea from chewing or eating the leaves, but they're not deadly for humans or pets. They say poinsettias belong to the same botanical family as rubber plants that produce latex. So some skin rashes occur in people allergic to latex. According to Western Journal of Emergency Medicine Research Review, the plant's toxic reputation stems from just one death back in 1999. From a two-year-old that ate the plant in Hawaii. This is where everybody said it's because one person died. Now, Dr. Rachel Vreeman, an Indiana University pediatrician who has researched holiday myths, cited a study on more than 20,000 poison control center reports involving contact with poinsettias. They said in none of the cases were the deaths or serious injury. In fact, more than 95% of them required zero medical care. So, I guess the name comes from Joel Poinsett. He was a 19th century U.S. diplomat who brought the plant back from Mexico. So, I thought that was interesting. They also have some, now, you are going to see some, like, Chicago Tribune. They talk about how it will cause nausea and vomiting in your kids. Could also, in your kids, it could do that to your pets. The sap has an unpleasant taste. It's irritating. And so in their op-ed, they talked about how you need to be very concerned about having a poinsettia. Personally, I have types of animals that will chew on everything. Shaky Boo, you guys all know Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo! So Shake, you know, he was a Shake and Bake, and Bake died, so we now have to call him Shaky Boo. In Spanish, it's Sacudito. You know, because Shake is Sacudito. Hey, Sacudito. Anyway, he loves eating tinsel. And tinsel will really mess up his bowel. But he will eat the tinsel, and then he'll poop it out, so his poo-poo is shiny and sparkly and blingy. It's so cute. And then, or he'll vomit it up. And I get so nervous. But animals have been going into Christmas and Hanukkah stuff for years. That's just what they do. And I've already warned you guys, make sure they stay away from chocolate. They're worried about chocolate poisonings we're going to talk about in a little second here. Actually, let me find that. Apparently, they are seeing an uptick of animals having chocolate. I apologize. I'm trying to find this right now. Where there's chocolate poisonings with the dogs because they jump on the table. You know what my dog did that really made me mad while this is loading up? My dog chews up my reading glasses. I go through a pair of reading glasses every day because she jumps on my desk and chews up my reading glasses. And so I try to tape the sides together, and it's ridiculous. So I have no reading glasses. And, you know, if you guys are like, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, your show stinks, and you just don't sound like you prepared, you know, for hours like you claim you did. Well, what am I supposed to do when the stupid dog takes my reading glasses? I mean, it's a problem. So anyway, veterinary researchers in the UK reviewed the health records of 229 veterinary clinics, searching out case descriptions for talk of chocolate exposure. And in May 2007, or from 2012 to 2017, they looked at 1,722 cases of dogs exposed to chocolate. They say Valentine's Day and Halloween were not as dangerous for that theobromine poisoning like Christmas and Easter. The dogs brought to the clinics for illness had sampled bars, gift boxes, Easter eggs, cakes, liqueurs, chocolate bunnies, Santa Claus figurines. Santa Claus chocolate is the best. The theobromine can poison your dog. Dogs can't eat a lot of stuff that we can't eat, and we've talked about that. You got to avoid onions and garlic, and they even say avoid ice cream in dogs, especially if it's going to have certain nuts and chocolate, etc. You got to avoid fatty foods so they don't get pancreatitis. But chocolate especially, they'll get sick, and it's from the theobromine. Now, their livers don't metabolize things as well. So, like, let's say you have a Tylenol, and you drop, you go and you reach for a Tylenol, and a couple of them drop, and then you can't find the pill. You better find that pill, because if a dog swallows that Tylenol, that could put him into liver failure. So they say if a doctor gets into the chocolate and starts to vomit, you got to take him to a veterinarian immediately. If the regular vet is closed for the holidays, you got to find a local emergency vet, because they can just vomit like crazy. They say dog poisonings are four times as common around Christmas and twice as common around Easter. And remember, they think it's meat. Okay, I know everybody says dogs are smarter than cats. Dogs will eat cat poop. Why? Because they want the meat. They want the protein. If there's chocolate, they think it's meat. It's not that they love the taste of chocolate. They want meat. Just like I want meat. I love meat. I love red meat. So just watch out for that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is a headline that concerned me. They say more hospitals are turning kids away because they don't have the staff to treat them. So families are having to travel hours from home for urgent care. Now, this is something we knew was going on across the pond in the UK. And this is a growing problem here in the US that's just not getting addressed or getting any media attention. We're being told here, according to this one study, that California, Florida, Massachusetts, and New York, four of the most populous U.S. states, had a 25% surge in pediatric transfers from roughly 64,000 back in 2006 to 80,000 in 2011. That's a report published in the journal Pediatrics. They say the biggest increase in transfers was for kids with common health problems like abdominal pain, asthma. And this offers fresh evidence, they say, that even basic pediatric care is disappearing from community hospitals. They say when kids are taken to the local hospital's emergency department, they're increasingly likely to be transferred to more distant referral centers for care they used to be able to get at home. According to Dr. McManus of Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, we now know that pretty much the same thing is happening across the country. Now, the one thing that I experienced was you would have a family say, look, my kid swallowed something or my kid did something. I don't have to call an ambulance yet, but I'm in the car now. I'm going to turn into this hospital right here. And we have two major pediatric hospitals in town, which I love, UMC and Sunrise. And so, for the most part, if a family comes into another hospital, you have, the average emergency room physician can't treat pediatrics. But if it's anything severe, they prefer you're at UMC or Sunrise. And so, many times, they will say, look, if the patient is stable, have them go to UMC or Sunrise, or have them go to where the pediatric hospital is. But many times, we have two in our big, huge, amazing, beautiful city. It's two enough. What about places where they only have one, if one at all? Now, when I was an ER doc, I was able to take care of pediatrics, but did I have a pediatric ICU I could admit them to? No. I would have to transfer them also. I would have to transfer them to Phoenix, or I'd have to transfer them up to Vegas, working in Havasu. So, they say during the study, researchers examined data on more than 252 million hospital encounters for children and adults. And there, my computer just died. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hold on one second. I apologize. All right. And they said the annual number of pediatric admissions declined 9.3% from more than 545,000 in 2006 to 495,000. And the range of conditions treated and the capacity declined an average 13% in California, 24% in Florida, 27% in New York, 25% in Massachusetts. And across all four states, they say the 10 conditions that had the biggest average reductions in availability of pediatric care at local hospitals were if your kid had an appendicitis, if your kid had a skin infection, if they had asthma, if they had broken legs, and if they had tonsillitis. Now, my guess is there were issues with them having a pediatric surgeon, or a pediatric ENT, or a pediatric orthopedic doctor, or if they were able to be prepared to be putting a child into the pediatric ICU for asthma. Now, do we have enough pediatricians? Well, we thought we did, but we're not just talking about pediatricians. We're also talking about interventionists. We're talking about pediatric hospitalists. We're talking about pediatric specialists, you know, who could do surgery, who could do ortho, who could do kidney, etc. And we're also talking staff. We're also talking pediatric nurses. We are not attracting the best of the best, and we are not attracting enough people to the most poorly paid medical field out there. Pediatrics is the worst paid of all the primary cares. Pediatric specialists may make more money, but still. Does the average person want to be a pediatrician? It takes a very special person to be a pediatrician. And unfortunately, I wasn't that person. I love kids. And yes, I took care of kids in my office. But did I want to devote my whole career to just kids? Did I want to be prepared for the drownings and the electrocutions and the abuse? No. I got selfish. I said, look, I want to take care of kids, but I need to mix it up with some adults. I want to deliver a baby every now and then. I want to do some surgery. I can't devote my whole life to kids. I love kids, but I need to sprinkle some adults. I just need to do that. And I also thought that the parents would drive me crazy. I'm great one-on-one with adults. But when you're dealing with, oh, don't, what are you doing? Are there, really, is that working? Or what are you giving him? Really, and even though parents have the right to do that, I just thought the parents would drive me crazy. And a lot of people will not go to pediatrics because of the parents. And, you know, I remember I told you there was this one child that was tired, and I ran a blood count, and her blood count was kind of low. So I decided to do an HIV on the child. Mom consented, of course, and I found out that the child had HIV. She had a transfusion years ago, and the child ended up having HIV. So I sent the child to an infectious disease specialist. Did I get a thank you from the mom? And I don't need a thank you, no. But what I did get is when the mom ended up getting a 20-some dollar bill, I guess, from the billing department, she went ape crazy. And just, oh, my gosh, how could you bill me? I have a child with HIV. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm the one that diagnosed your child, okay? And you don't have to pay the bill. Fine. We'll write it off. And I think she had the type of insurance where we could have, I guess, there was something that we could do with the insurance. We let the insurance know. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This was years ago. And, it does. Some parents really get on your last nerve. And so if we're not attracting people to pediatrics now, with this new narcotic law, this AB 474, that is going to scare doctors either out of my state or scare them into prescribing pain medicines at all, you may see more people say, look, I don't want to lose my license because of narcotics. I think I'll do it with the kids. Kids are easy. So we may see a little bit more of a push. But why is pediatrics the worst paid? Why would pediatric cases be the worst paid? Why do pediatricians make the least amount of money? Because they don't go after the patient financially as much as probably the adults do. You know, you see a kid, you see a sick kid, you don't get paid for it. Just like I hardly got paid anything diagnosing that kid with HIV. I don't care. It was a kid. Well, you can only stay in business so long. You got to start seeing volumes. You got to then increase your volume in order to make the right amount of money. You should be paid roughly the same to see a kid as an adult, but kids take longer. You know, I like to establish rapport. I like to make them laugh. I like to make them giggle. You know, you want to have fun, you know, getting them to agree to get a vaccine. You know, I mean, there's a whole routine. With adults, you can move a little quicker sometimes. True, adults have more issues. But with pediatrics, you spend more time with them. So pediatricians end up seeing less patients than a lot of adults by choice. They still see a lot, but because they want to take time with the patient. And they really eat it on vaccines. You don't get paid, you know, you don't really get paid when you vaccinate the kids. And many times we lost money on vaccines. So it's not a very lucrative profession. And so when you hear that people are being, you know, sent away, but, you know, another problem is why don't we have enough hospitals, pediatric hospitals in this country? We don't. So we're really at a loss, and we're not really doing ourselves any service, you know, being cheap and limiting ourselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they're saying that if you eat your vegetables, okay, right after we had the study, saying nothing seems to prevent dementia, none of these medicines and exercise and memory games, but there's a study out saying that if we eat our leafy greens and we eat our vegetables, we may be able to prevent dementia. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go with this study. I can't stand when I hear that there's nothing you can do. And researchers at Rush University and Tufts University studied 1,000 people, and they found that those who reported eating 1 to 2 daily servings of green leafy vegetables like kale, lettuce, and spinach had slower rates of cognitive decline. It's got to be the disgusting tasting green leafy ones. And their brains were like those 11 years younger. So eat your greens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We'll be right back. actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is... PowerMall.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom from Baltimore, and I'd love you guys to call in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, please, I'd love you to call in. Tom says, why do you keep repeatedly saying opioids are addicting rather than opioids can be addictive? He says, addiction is rare for patients who use them as prescribed and are very safe drugs when used as directed, according to the American Geriatric Society. He's right, but he's wrong, and I'll tell you in a second. Addiction is rare for patients who use them as he says, as prescribed, and are very safe drugs when used as directed, according to the American Geriatric Society, which is true, that determined opioids are safer for older people than non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. 1,000% correct on that, which is why my prescribing patterns went up to narcotics, because I had to take people off the NSAIDs. He said, many other peer-reviewed reports and studies support the above. Okay, we're both right, Tom, and this is why. In medicine, if anything has the potential to be addictive, and so I think you're getting caught up on my semantics or on verbiage. Doctors will not go, opioids can be addictive. Tobacco can be addictive. We don't talk like that. In medicine, we have to always assume that every person is different, and that if something has addictive potential, we learn and we teach basically in the way we talk is this, it's addictive. Just because something is addictive doesn't mean you're going to get addicted to it. All right? It has addictive properties. And there are things inherently addictive. That doesn't mean, though, you're guilty until proven innocent. That doesn't mean you're going to be addictive. So if I ever say, yeah, tobacco's addictive, narcotics are addictive, versus can be addictive, it's the way that we speak in medicine. And I'm probably going to still, I don't want to offend anybody by that, but I was very, very honest with you guys on how I am one of the reasons why we saw an uptick and I think me and a lot of doctors in prescribing narcotics, because we were giving everybody anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs for years, and I didn't like what I was seeing with people's kidney function. And people's life expectancy was growing, and they were living longer, yet their knees and their back and their joints weren't having any of that. And so I would talk to the kidney doctors and say, look, I don't want them on the anti-inflammatories, but they're in pain. And they go, I'm fine with you giving them a pain medication. That's not going to hurt the kidneys. And so that's what I would do. Now, I would only give 30 pills at a time. I would still get them into pain management, or I would get them in with a orthopedic doctor, or rheumatologic doctor. But if you actually see my prescribing patterns, you will see around 2006 it go up, because I thought narcotics were safer, especially the geriatric population. So Tom's right about that. But if something has addiction potential, we many times in medical fields will say it's addictive. This is addictive. Soda pop, sugar is addictive. You have to know straight out. Okay? And we could say, oh, can this be addictive for you? When you tell a patient that, they don't think it relates to them. You know, yeah, driving drunk can kill you. Well, no, we don't say that. They go, you drive drunk, you could die. Well, maybe I don't even say could. I say drunk driving will kill. Period. I'm not gonna kitten glove. And no offense to Tom or anybody out there, but I'm really tired of this idea of we need to talk legally and be very, careful of our use of words. All right. You know, driving drunk can kill. Period. Okay. And it does kill people. So if you're telling me you're going to drive drunk, I'm going to assume you're going to die until you prove to me otherwise. Same thing with a narcotic. If I'm going to give you a narcotic, I'm going to assume that you will become addicted to it unless I make sure I prove otherwise. Just like somebody coming in with chest pain. If you have chest pain, I have to assume as a doctor, that's the way we think, that chest pain is a heart attack until proven otherwise. And this absolute approach that we doctors do is how we start to do process of elimination with you. If a kid comes in with bruises, he is an abused child until proven otherwise. Now, that scares you guys when you're like, oh, my God, that means the average doctor calls CPS. No, we don't. I'm telling you the way we think in our mind. If I see a kid with multiple bruises, I am going to assume they're abused until I can, by process of elimination, rule that out and go, oh, okay, so he fell down. Just like I said, you come in with chest pain. I don't give a damn if you were sparring with somebody on a mat in jiu-jitsu. I am going to still make sure it's not a heart attack. And once I know it's not a heart attack, then yes, I'm going to believe you that it was sparring with jiu-jitsu. That's the way we doctors have to do it. I have to train medical students to not be biased. And remember, we had a patient, and I'm going to tell you guys this case again because I love Tom and I love my listeners, but this is the problem doctors make. I was new to an urgent care. I was just recently hired, and I guess there was somebody that wanted narcotics, and the other doctor said, let Dahlia, the new doctor, see the drug seeker. And I'm like, okay, why are you calling him a drug seeker? So he needs more narcotics. Maybe he's in real pain. They're like, yeah, you're a newbie. You're going to learn. So I go in there, and it was somebody who had a motorcycle accident. I've told you guys about this thousands of times. And he goes, look, you know, I don't want pain medicines, but I am in so much pain. Now I go, why are you in so much pain? What happened to you? He goes, well, 3 weeks ago with a motorcycle accident, I fractured a bunch of ribs. And I go, okay, in my mind, somebody that has a rib fracture has pneumonia until proven otherwise. That's just how I think. That's how I was trained. And that's ER background. So I'm like, look, you're in pain. And the reason why you get a pneumonia is because if you have a rib fracture, you don't want to breathe. You don't want to take a deep breath. It hurts. So if you're not going to take a deep breath, stuff's not going to get out. Stuff's going to settle, confester, cause an infection. So I take an x-ray on him. I didn't think of him as a drug seeker. I didn't want to label him. So I'm like, if he wants pain medicine, it's probably because he's in some real pain. Well, he had a huge effusion, fluid in his lungs. So I ended up sending him to the UMC Trauma Center, and I get a call from them, and they say, you want to know what? He's been bleeding into his lungs this whole time. So for 3 weeks, he had been bleeding into his lungs. So, you have to assume that somebody's in real pain and not an addict. And that's what's really, really frustrating. We use this label like you're an addict or you're no, somebody requiring pain medicine has pain or they fear withdrawal. And so, the way we do it in medicine is if we do it right, we assume everybody's an individual. And we assume that if you are requesting pain medicine, the best thing to do that I teach my medical students is assume there's pathology. Even somebody who is addicted to pain medicine can still have diabetes, can still get cancer, can still have a stroke. So you have to look at everybody as a brand new visit. Unfortunately, you have these idiots out there, these patients out there that are idiots, and they will take advantage and they will use the medication and sell it, etc. And so it warps, our view on somebody who needs pain medicine. And in fact, the next lecture that I give the students that I've given now every year is how the average person wanting pain medication assume is not selling it because they're not. They're in real pain. And you say no and not prescribing the medication is doing them a disservice. All right, we are going to have a huge pain epidemic, and I think it's frightening, and I don't know what to tell people because it's doctors are going to be afraid to write medications, and you guys are the one that are going to suffer. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we now have a new mental health condition, and it's called gaming disorder. Apparently, these, quote, highly addictive consoles, see, highly addictive, that's how we speak, all right, is now going to be included in the International Classification of Diseases that's published by the World Health Organization. They say the 11th edition of the manual is due to be published in 2018, and it will include gaming disorder as a serious health condition. They say the wording of the gaming disorder hasn't been revealed yet, so it's going to have a special name. But I guess this book has been, I guess it hasn't been updated for over the last 27 years. Now, the draft outlines the criteria needed to determine whether somebody can be classified as having a gaming disorder. And Vladimir Pozniak, a member of the World Health Organization's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, spoke about the importance of recognizing gaming disorder as an important issue. They say health professionals need to recognize that gaming disorders may have serious health consequences. So in addition to us dealing with all the addictive nature of things that are out there, we have consoles that are addictive, and they are. Video games are addictive. Doesn't mean you're going to get addicted to them, but they're addictive. And they say most people who play video games do not have a disorder, just like most people who drink alcohol don't have a disorder. However, they say in certain circumstances, overuse can lead to adverse events. So researchers from the University of Oxford Internet Institute undertook a study to look at gamers that are addicted to video games. And the study, published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, found that only 2-3% of the 19,000 men and women surveyed in U.S., Canada, and Germany admitted that they experienced 5 or more of the symptoms from the American Psychiatric Association checklist of health symptoms. A few years ago, apparently the APA created a list of 9 standard symptoms that would determine internet gaming disorder that included anxiety, withdrawal symptoms, antisocial behavior. And so, you know, they said that they didn't find a clear link between potential addiction and negative effects on health, but they do think that more research is needed to see if games are truly as addictive as many fear. Now, they are addictive. We know games are addictive. Okay? I mean, I see what happened with Pokemon Go. You see with Candy Crush. All right? People go to that. Now, whether they'll go through withdrawal symptoms, whether they'll get bitter, whether they'll skip going to church so they can play their game, that will all depend on the person. But researchers from ESET, that's the name of the company, polled 500 gamers and found that 10% admitted to spending between, get this, 12 and 24 hours glued to their video game screens. Now, we're talking about the consoles. We don't necessarily have to talk about Pokemon Go or Candy Crush, but I think it extrapolates to that as well. So according to Mark James, he says gaming is highly addictive. And it's no wonder so many respondents from our study admit to playing them for so long. Now, why are these games addictive? Well, let's look at the psychology behind it, okay? People vary in their athletic abilities, in their academic abilities. And you have a lot of people out there who are not winners, and they're losers. Me, I've won medals. But if I looked at the odds and the statistics, I was a bigger loser than I was a winner. I've lost more times than I've won. And you want to know what? That's true for practically everybody. Even Usain Bolt, with his running record, probably lost. Maybe he lost money gambling. Maybe he lost in bingo once. But my guess is of all the competitions he's ever done, including the non-running competitions, overall, he has probably lost more competitions than won. We're not talking about just his running, because he probably has won every running competition. But what I'm saying is, psychologically, people have felt a loss. That is where these gaming companies hone in on. You get to feel like a winner. Just like with Candy Crush. I described Candy Crush and why that can be, you know, so enticing to people. You know, because you get a candy, you get a reward. It even says good job. You get incentivized to keep going. You know, one thing that's very interesting with Candy Crush is when you win an award, it may give you unlimited lives for an hour. So, because it sucks when you run out of lives, and it stinks so badly when you run out of lives, you end up wanting to play that whole hour because you got freebies. So it gives you free stuff. It entertains you. It makes you feel good about yourself. And that's why these games are addictive. So, what do you do? Well, you got to shut it off. You have to have a timer. You have to say no. You have to have willpower, just like with dieting, just like with gambling, just like with shopping. You have to stop. And I don't think there's a lot of people that can. We've talked about porn addiction. We've talked about internet addiction, smartphone addiction. I don't think a lot of people are going to be treated for smartphone addiction. You know, there was an incentive to fight your smartphone addiction, because if you lost your phone, your whole day, you would just fall apart. Well, Apple Watch came up with a solution for that. You can have basically your Apple phone right there by your watch, and your watch can even help you find your iPhone. So we're compensating and compensating and compensating to the point where we are so reliant and dependent on technology. And that's not going to change soon because we like it. We would love to put everything in our phone. We would love to have everything in one place. We love that convenience. I don't have to go to a library anymore. I could just go on Google. And I don't even have to go home and Google. I could Google in my car. I could Google anywhere I want to and get the information I need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The first male contraceptive rub-on lotion has been found to dramatically reduce sperm count. This may be a birth control that guys would dig. After more than a decade of research into the gel, which we've covered many times on the show, government researchers in the U.S. will carry out a trial this coming April. You rub the gel onto the arms and shoulders every day. So you don't even have to rub it onto, you know, the genitals. And they say, it's going to be an initial 6-month study, and they found the sperm count for 89% of the men reduced to less than 1 million sperm per milliliter, which is comparable to very low pregnancy rates. And there was a complete absence of sperm production for 78% of men. And I know some of you are like, well, there's still that chance that they could get people pregnant. Agreed, which could be its downfall when it comes to sales, but still. They say two types of gels had to be applied to two different parts of the body, and now they're going to be combined into one product. The trial on the single gel will run about 4 years and will be the largest effort to date to test a hormonal form of birth control in men. Right now, all men could do are condoms and a vasectomy. But the trial was halted back in 2012 when we looked at hormonal birth control injections because they were worried that men would get suicidal or be depressed. So what's going on here? Well, the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute mixed two synthetic hormones, progestin and testosterone. 23% of men had low sperm count when treated with just testosterone. But when you combine it with progestin called nesterone, boy, was it effective. Because progestin stops the testes from making enough testosterone to produce normal levels of sperm. And the synthetic testosterone is needed to replace the loss of what the progesterone is causing the testicles to do. So, would people buy this? Well, if they're worried about the condom breaking or they're, don't want to wear a condom, this will decrease fertility. Is it going to be 100%? No. Can you still get somebody pregnant? Yes. But, guys may, look, it's better than nothing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.